Brilliant Audio presents
Blessing in Disguise by Eileen Googe. For my children, Michael and Mary, and my stepchildren, Aaron, Jonah, and Kate. I would like to thank several people who assisted me in getting this book off the ground, from the blueprint to its final unveiling. First and foremost, my wonderful husband and agent, Al Zuckerman of Writer's House, for his keen eye in helping me shape my story and his insider's knowledge of the publishing world. Jonah Zuckerman, my equally wonderful stepson, and a recent graduate of Harvard Architectural School, who helped me with the architectural details and assisted me in designing a building that, if built, would actually stand up. Catherine Jacobs, my former assistant and forever friend, not only for her constructive criticism, but her hand-holding during times of crisis. Pamela Dorman, my editor, and Audrey LaFaire for their helpful comments. Blessing in Disguise. Prologue. Washington, D.C., 1964. It had to be some kind of emergency, Grace thought. Why else would Daddy be driving so fast? She looked over at his tightly clenched mouth, at the creases in his cheeks like long cracks in a boulder. Most of the time, Daddy laughed a lot, and when he did, the lines in his cheeks swooped up in a way that always made her think of ribbons on a wonderful big present. But he wasn't laughing now. When his secretary called a little while ago, Grace had heard him talking in a low, rumbling voice, as if he were trying to calm Margaret down and at the same time keep her and Sissy from overhearing. But what could have gotten Margaret so upset? At her desk in the front room of Daddy's big paneled office, she always looked so smooth and sensible. Daddy's favorite joke about his secretary was that she ought to be in charge.